There's software companies out there, like our competitors, that just do software, and they do software good, but they don't do the managed service part. And you know what I always say is, you're good, that software is as good as what you're putting in.
Yes.
And you have a team here at CNS that is specialist in so many different areas that they're putting in the right stuff, so you can guarantee that you're audit ready. You're, you know, you can defend against a lawsuit, and you're compliant. And yeah, this Connects is just a all-encompassing, from your drug testing, your driver qualification, even it gives our client a flow that they can use, and you can interchange it yourself for your hiring process. Yeah. That's before we even get involved. And you know, you can do phone interviews or you know, live interviews, set that all up in your portal, and when you're ready to qualify them, it sends us to all the applications done online. Easier, and then things are more instant. So,
exactly.
You know, you don't have to wait for a human to run the MVR. As long as all the documents there, it just runs right by itself, and you get that instantly back. And we're checking points. Like, so if your company has a standard, an MVR standard, we can put that in there in the system, and it will flag if they're over that standard of what you created. So tons more accidents.
Oh yeah.
Licensing, everything can be in there. I mean, you can use one part of the portal, which is DQF or drug, or you can use the whole, you know, the whole thing, and have us be that managed service part. So you always know somebody back there is looking. You know, we have technology where it can read the driver's license, everything like that, but you're still going to get a person that's actually making sure that that is correct.
Hey everyone, and welcome to the podcast Caution Wide Right, brought to you by CNS. We at CNS are constantly listening to our customers, improving our services to small and large fleets, as we focus on offering the best customer experience possible. From behind the scenes, employee onboarding, and interacting with you daily, we haven't stopped moving, changing, or growing. So today, I'm excited to chat with John Irwin, President and CEO of CNS Companies, to basically reveal behind the curtain sort of what are some of the exciting things happening at CNS and our group of companies, and how it's helping companies and people maybe looking to get into the industry, becoming their own successful business owners, keeping employees safe, lowering your business risk, and helping manage the many areas of the business so you can focus on what you are experts at. So, John, welcome back to the podcast.
Thanks for having me back. I'm glad I'm back on this side of the building right now.
Exactly. Now, last time we did some rapid-fire questions, and I'm more curious if things are going to change. So,
okay.
Real quick,
uh-huh.
Kenworth or Peterbilt?
Peterbilt.
Coke or Pepsi?
Coke.
Which was better, Top Gun or Top Gun Maverick?
Top Gun Maverick.
Chick-fil-A or Raising Cane's?
Ooh, Raising Cane's.
Favorite beer?
Yingling.
Ooh, yeah. TA or Pilot?
They're both. So it's good. I'll go with Pilot.
There you go. Frank Hot Sauce or Texas Pete?
Texas Pete.
Colonoscopy or the dentist?
Dentist.
If you had a CB handle, what would it be?
Road Dog.
Yeah. So the last time we had you on, we discussed how the company started and how it grew from sort of a small local notary doing licensing, fuel tax, and a couple other services to now a group of companies. And really, there's like five major companies. You got CNS Driver Training Center, which is our unique one-on-one CDL school, CNS Insurance, where we help shop commercial insurance across 40 states, CNS Licensing, it's our white glove approach to vehicle licensing and fleet management, CNS Occupational Medicine, where we focus on employee health, DOT and OSHA compliance, and more, and Compliance Navigation Specialists, the DOT compliance experts on proactive safety management. And now there's new tools that are coming with CNS Learning Hub for online driver and manager trainings. CNS Connects, our online software portal for clients, and it's coming soon. And CNS Experience, our internal employee program, helping us deliver the best customer service to our clients. That's a lot, and there's a lot of things coming and changing. Let's start with just some of the exciting news at our CDL school, CNS yeah. Driver Training Center. What's the latest happening here?
Yeah, well, we've been very blessed, as you know, just very busy, constant waiting lists of students trying to get in, and you know, whether it's with companies that we deal with contract training,
yep.
or just students just coming in on their own, it has been a great blessing for us, but also a problem because we are focused on our clients and we want to get them in as fast as possible. So we needed yes. we needed to grow.
Yep.
And you know, it's exciting time because we thought, should we start opening at other locations? Because we don't just bring them in locally, like California, Texas, they're flying in. Yeah. We have a hotel group now that that's set up with us that they can stay. And we thought, okay, do we try to go to another location or do we just keep building here locally?
Right.
And settled on building here now. So we're opening up a new location in Mannheim, which is from our area. It's about 10 minutes away.
Yep.
And it's going to allow us to get through that wait list a lot faster. So students can start their training right away, and you know, we don't have that backlog. So it's a 4-acre spot, which is yeah. going to be huge for us because our space here is kind of limited. But that 4 acres is going to give us a lot more opportunity to do a lot of cooler maneuvers,
yes.
and you know, where we're already buying old trailers. So basically, if you are backing up, you're going to back up between two trailers, and if you hit the trailer, you hit the trailer. You're going to know what it feels like, and
yep.
you're going to know why. So things like that we're doing. We're buying new equipment. We used to always have day cabs. Now we have a sleeper. We have automatics, manuals.
Yep.
Still, it seems weird that we're like one of the only schools around that's doing manuals. Everyone got away from that, but everybody wants manuals. I mean, that's actually more popular than the automatic. Maybe
yep.
I just gave away our secret to our competitors. But
well, it offers more flexibility as
a
driver.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. You know, you get some students that it just doesn't come naturally to them, so they can switch to automatic, and they're still going to be able to find jobs out there because your bigger companies are going to the automatic trucks. But just like you said, that flexibility, that they don't have to worry about any restriction,
yes.
is great. So just the growth there. And we're doing our own theory knowledge. You know, we are online theory knowledge, which
yep.
we wanted. When I looked at you know, building this course and working with Jolynn and Dean and now Ryan Berardi, it was, hey, how can students all learn different, right? You have some of those that love the classroom setting, some that love the online work at your own pace. I was a work at your own pace.
Yeah.
I hated the classroom setting. And we're going to offer both now. You know, we're
yep.
going to do the online theory, which we've been doing, and it's working really well, but we're revamping that to be more interactive, to really give us the student a better learning experience. And then we're also going to offer the in-class in the next year. So, because again, not everyone likes the online portion of it too, and some people like that class. So giving our clients different avenues to learn.
Well, and it's exciting because a year or so ago we were approved in Pennsylvania as a one-on-one CDL school training program.
Yep.
And what's exciting about that, if you're looking to get into the trucking industry or becoming a driver or even just having that as an option, maybe you're in construction and you want to try something new, you know, it's sort of the right time to get into trucking transportation. The market you know, could be changing, could be improving in the coming quarters. And there's always a need for drivers. And here, I mean, you can get trained at your own pace, like you were saying, and maybe if it's after hours, you work full time, and after hours at night, you're doing the theory knowledge online, and then you come in here, we can knock out the skill portion really quickly because it's one-on-one, it's
yep.
focused.
Yep.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah, no, it's great, and I want to piggyback off of something you said, but with, you know, a lot of times people think trucking, long-haul trucking. Well, that's not the case. I mean, a lot of our clients, our contract clients, are construction guys or
yeah.
warehousing companies that need more truckers out there. And, you know, if you're in the construction business and you get your CDL, you probably get a bump in pay. I mean, 90% of the time you're yeah. a bump in pay, and that's a higher standard because you can now move the trucks to the location and that's so much beneficial. So
yeah.
right now is definitely the time to be getting into trucking. It's still growing, and you know, we're coming through a little freight recession, but
right.
it's coming to the other side and it's going to boom again, and definitely need more truckers.
For it. Yeah,
yeah,
exactly. Well, and the other side of it too is, again, it's the flexibility of the type of, you know, if it's not just long haul like you said, but even one of our most popular programs is our hotshot program. Mm-hmm. So if you got a Ford F-250 and you're hauling a trailer, do you need a CDL? If it's commercially hauling that load, we recommend it because there's so much experience, and then that would be required. You know, is it, you know, do you have to worry about your gross vehicle weight rating and all these other things? Yep. And again, if you start out as a hotshotter and maybe you want to go step up into a semi, get prepared now, get a Class A now.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So all about flexibility, all about options. And I mean, it's exciting. And like you said, we're getting new vehicles, new equipment for that flexibility. More trainers coming down.
More trainers. Yeah. More qualified trainers. You know, our trainers are ex-truckers. I mean, that's what it is. And they're what we really look for in a quality trainer is someone that cares about the industry and really cares about giving back. That's what we hear a lot is, you know, I did trucking for 25 years. Yep. When I got into trucking, a lot of them say I didn't have to go to school back then. They just could, yep. Somebody trained them and they want to give back to the industry. And that's what we really look for. People that really care and want to train the next generation of professional drivers. Cause that's really what we're trying to do.
Exactly.
Is the next professional drivers. And so far it's been working. Data that we get back has been great.
They're safe drivers.
Yep. We were trying to make sure that we're sending better drivers out in the industry, and only data proves that. So,
yep,
we're getting there.
That's exciting. And like you said, the trainers, we recently had one of our trainers on the podcast, and he talked about his background. And I mean, everybody's experience. You've got, tow truck, or, you know, you have overweight yep. hauls. You've got car hauler experience yep. as trainers here. We have, of course, a school bus program, and so we have that experience yep, here.
Bus program.
So many options, so much experience here that they are passing on the knowledge to our students, which is incredible. It's awesome.
Yep.
So speaking of new vehicles, we'll transition to another company.
Yeah.
So CNS Occupational Medicine.
Yep.
That's where we do DOT physicals, drug consortium management, and then, of course, OSHA compliance, audiograms, respiratory fit tests, and so much more. And one of the things that we're expanding right now, too, is our mobile units.
Yep. We just added another audiogram trailer so we can do more audiogram testing.
Yeah.
It is obviously required for a lot of these warehousing, these manufacturing companies that need it. And when you have 500 or 1,000 employees, you want to make sure that you have someone come to you. And that's why we added another one. So we got two of those where we can be testing up to 12 people at a time.
Yeah, that's huge.
And, in and out kind of a thing.
Yeah.
So that business has been growing, and we've been blessed in there. And we just keep wanting to try to help as many companies as we possibly can. We also added... Yeah. Maybe last year, another mobile medical unit to be out on the road for drug testing,
yep.
Or physicals that we can do. So our fleet there is expanding as well.
And it's exciting because, I mean, we're seeing these warehouses pop up all the time. I think recently out near Hershey, there was a really, really big one that I've been watching grow the last year or two, and it's finished now. And all across this region, they're out there. I mean, and we go as far as, you know, Ohio and the Virginia and Delaware, and we can drive all around these locations to help out.
Yeah, we're always out in the Midwest. You know, we know that is a hot spot for us. And basically, they come back from the Midwest after 2 weeks, a week off, and they go back there. And then East Coast is up and down the East Coast from the whole way up to Maine. So.
And the other cool thing with occupational medicine is our team, Rob, one of the things that we're growing is we get a lot of these leads coming in from all across the country.
Yep.
And we're growing a partnership of other companies that we can, like, hey, I need an on-site for audiograms at this location. And maybe it's in California. Maybe it's in another state. And, like, we've growing our partnerships to be able to offer these right away.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Key partners for us is going to make us successful. As we grow, because we can't do it all, but we want to make sure that we find like partners that care about the client or the patient at as much as we do,
yeah.
And that's what we're focused on. And We try to find those partners and improve those partners, make sure we're using the same system so everything is a very smooth. You know, we also have where we don't have to take out the big units. We actually have mobile ones where we can carry them on a plane. So we do a lot of those. I mean, the whole way out to California.
Yeah.
So if your group is smaller, it might not make financial sense to bring out the mobile unit, but still makes financial sense to bring somebody out instead of sending them to a location. Yes. And losing your employee for 2-3 hours for something that really takes 15-20 minutes. So we've been doing a lot more of that as well.
Yeah.
So it's just not the mobile units. It's people flying all around the country with you know, basically a tablet, and they do it in a quiet room setting.
Yep. And occupational health, your employee health, I mean, it's ever since COVID, post-COVID, the focus on employee health is only growing. OSHA is pushing more and more regulations. I know it's summertime, so the heat and pushing the compliance there and keeping your employees safe. What do you need to do? What kind of measurements do you need to do on site? There's so much that's being done. But on the other side of it, there's also a lot of changes happening in the healthcare industry where maybe it's hospitals or other sites, and they're closing or merging and getting bad customer experience because there's long wait times.
Yeah.
We're seeing that in Delaware.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. You know, it's kind of crazy. Some of these hospital systems are basically getting out of the occupational medicine and really focusing on emergency care.
Right.
And there's a reason for that, they make more money off of that.
Yep.
It's not about, you know, we are a for-profit business. I'm not going to hide that, but it is not about how much money we can make. It's how we can help our clients. And, you know, you're having the bigger players out there right now are taking over the market, but they are not customer-focused. They are not patient-focused. They are get them in, get them out. You do it our way or don't come here at all.
Yeah.
And we are really focused. So, you know, we do a lot of physical ability tests, and I know locally some of the hospital systems our clients used to go to, it was, this is the way we do physical ability tests.
Yeah.
If it doesn't match up, we don't want to do it. And it's like, well, that's crazy. You know, they're doing lift 25 pounds, but this person needs to lift a jackhammer that's 75 pounds. So what do we do? We get a jackhammer. So let's see that they actually can lift that and make sure that they're lifting it properly and using the techniques and don't have any issues. And, you know, we're flexible for our clients, and we want to make sure that what their job description is, that we can actually do that in the physical abilities test and make sure that they can perform that before they hire somebody and you find out that, oh, they can't do that. And now
exactly. Well, and that's one of the things that we can help out too. Like if you have a program, we can look at your program as like, is that even meeting the standards of what the job title is? We can update the program. We can update your company policies to make sure they're compliant with local, state, federal law. There's so many rules changing. I mean, obviously the marijuana legalization is one of them, and there's so many questions around that. Is someone a safety focused employee? What's okay, what's not okay in the trucking industry? Is it affecting something? Hair testing versus oral saliva testing versus urine testing. There's so much out there, and I write a lot of the articles. We have a lot of content, videos. Make sure you like and subscribe to our YouTube channel. Follow us on social media, our news blogs. So much out there, and that's one of the things that we like to do in as a marketing team is sharing that experience, sharing that news and the changes.
You guys do it very well.
Appreciate
that. But you know, like you just said, there's with so many drugs, you know, fentanyl is rampant right now, and trying to, you know, consult with companies on that as well. Some people have to change the way if they want to test for fentanyl, because right now saliva, you can't do a saliva fentanyl test, but you can do a hair test. So, you know, we consult in those ways. And technology, we're always trying to look and update our technology and give the, you know, the patient, the client, a better experience in that way. There's a new thing out where it's like a breathalyzer for marijuana that we would like to test where it's, I believe it's 3 hours. You can correct me if I'm wrong. I think it's up to 3 hours, like it will detect if they smoke. So, you know, with some of these states that are legalizing marijuana, you know, maybe you as a warehouse, again, when it talks about trucking and DOT, you can't do it. Right. But if you're working at a warehouse and you're not doing any safety sensitive functions there that are federal regulated, you have the option to do non-DOT testing. And maybe you want to take out marijuana. Maybe you don't care what they do over the weekend.
Right.
But you do care that they are coming in to work high. So, yep. You know, we can use this breathalyzer test and see in the last 3 hours have they smoked. That gives, yep. You know, our clients a different perspective. And now they don't have to really worry about what they're doing over the weekend. That way,
we've been waiting for these kind of tools for a long time. And when the first regulations were coming out, legalizing it, we're like, we need at least some kind of breathalyzer thing to,
yeah.
You know, for police or something to make sure, you know, again, reasonable suspicion or post accident that you have some way to measure it for, again, whether it's liability or whatever it is. But yeah, it's important, and you know, it's these tools are coming, and yeah. So you mentioned a lot of the technology things that are changing as well, and we at CNS are not falling behind on this either. We're chasing the technology piece as well, and we have two different ones, and one of them, the big one, CNS Connects.
Yeah.
That's our software portal for our clients. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, this is a special project for me because it's a long, long time coming. That we do, you know, we're a managed service, and
yes,
we do managed service very, very well. But we know that there needs to be technology. Our technology needed to be upgraded for our clients' experience,
yes.
And give them a better experience of seeing what we're doing, when we're doing it, have things a little bit easier in their fingertips. There's software companies out there, like our competitors, that just do software, and they do software good, but well, they don't do the managed service part. And, you know, what I always say is that software is as good as what you're putting in.
Yes.
And you have a team here at CNS that is specialist in so many different areas that they're putting in the right stuff. So you can guarantee that you're audit ready, you're, you know, you can defend against a lawsuit, and you're compliant. And
yeah.
This Connects is just a all-encompassing from your drug testing, your driver qualification, even it gives our client a flow that they can use, and you can interchange it yourself for your hiring process.
Yeah.
That's before we even get involved. And, you know, you can do phone interviews or you know, live interviews, set that all up in your portal. And when you're ready to qualify them, it sends us to all the applications done online easier. And then things are more instant. So,
exactly.
You know, you don't have to wait for a human to run the MVR. As long as all the documents there, it just runs right by itself, and you get that instantly back. And we're checking points. Like, so if your company has a standard, an MVR standard, we can put that in there in the system, and it will flag if they're over that standard of what you created. So tons more accidents,
oh, yeah.
Licensing, everything can be in there. I mean, you can use one part of the portal, which is DQF or drug, or you can use the whole, you know, the whole thing and have us be that managed service part. So you always know somebody back there is looking. You know, we have technology where it can read the driver's license, everything like that, but you're still going to get a person that's actually making sure that that is correct.
Yeah, the way I like to look at it is like you have the software technology, but then you have the human technology
yep.
behind it. We yep. are the experts, and it takes a lot to become the experts. It's not yep. something like you hire someone off the street and they're instantly DOT experts. No, there's so much involved. Licensing,
right.
So much involved.
Right. You know, and if you're a small company, maybe you can't, you know, have a safety manager. We can be that safety manager
exactly.
for you. Maybe you're a medium size and you can only have one. But like you just said, there's so many different areas that you have to be an expertise. And we both know that's very hard,
yeah.
hard to do. And we have specialists in each area that knows that area in like the back of their hand and can guide and help. And then, you know, we deal with the larger companies up to Fortune 500 companies that utilize certain aspects of our managed service in that portal. And that's fine too.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, I've been writing the articles and stuff. I've been in this compliance trucking industry for 10 years now and feeling like an expert myself. But these guys, I mean, they're in it, in the regulations day to day. They
oh, yeah.
know the gray area, the black and white of the rules. and they can, oh my gosh, the way they can interpret it and talk to customers about this is phenomenal compared to like even what I think I'm an expert at. It's just like those guys over there are incredible. So very cool, very exciting service. It's coming soon. I know we're testing
the new
it
one.
Right
yeah,
now.
The new portal is coming soon, and it's just going to keep getting built more and more. Yes. and more features. We're not going to just stop. You know, as you mentioned, we have an insurance division that we want to be able to tie into the occupational health and the DTC. We have a lot of clients, and it doesn't matter if they're in Pennsylvania or in California, that use all of our different companies in some aspects. So yep. It's just kind of another way to intertwine all those together and make it easier for our clients.
And that's what's exciting about it is from the CDL school, getting your CDL, we are collecting data to prove, yes, these are the safest drivers coming through a school system. You have data to prove through our compliance team that, yes, we are offering this and helping companies be the safest companies that are out there. And we can show this sort of lowering their risk profile of these companies and these people to insurance and saying, hey, look, what we're doing, what we're offering is the best out in the industry, and you should lower the insurance because the risk is lower. And we're providing a lot of that data, and it's so cool to be a part of. The other side of it too, with more tools that are coming is CNS Learning Hub. So that's our CNS driver and manager training website, where we have an online training, we have live webinar training and in-person training, whether we come on site there or we have it here at our headquarters. And we offer all kinds of training. So on this is really important, you know, if you're onboarding drivers, keeping drivers safe and up to date on whether it's regulation changes, hours of service are changing, 2020, 2021, there's been so many different changes that have been happening there, keeping them up to date, managers keeping them up to date on whether it's, again, reasonable suspicion, DOT, HAZMAT, OSHA, CPR training. And that platform is only going to be growing more. I think we have defensive driving, distracted driving, hours of service module, and more backing classes.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. It's another project that we've had on our radar that we wanted to do for a while. And if you're going to be a client, if you're a client of insurance or compliance, you're going to get some free access to those videos. But they're also purchased. You can be purchasing them one off if you want. Dr. Ryan Berardi, who has a doctorate in education, actually a personal friend of mine, and it's kind of funny looking back. Like, he was always in the school educational system, and I was like, never thought we would work together, but here we are. And I was so excited when he agreed to come on board, because my vision is to when training is. And Luke, you've been in these meetings a lot, is we look at our competitors and we're like, this is boring. Like, this is terrible. You fall asleep. I'm not learning anything. How can we be interactive? How can we keep, the student engaged and learn something?
Yeah.
And Dr. Ryan Berardi has brought a lot of that information and some of the ways people learn. And we're just getting better and better at that. And that's the whole point is, if you are doing mediation retraining or you want somebody to learn something, you're hoping that this video will actually help them. I mean,
that's what insurance wants.
Exactly.
Again, lowering that risk.
Exactly. You don't want them to fall asleep and or fast forward to it and just get their certificate. So really, really happy and proud of what we're putting out there. And I just know it's getting better and better every time. And you guys in the marketing here do very well and help with that area. And I believe it will be some of the best training material out there.
Totally agree. And if you want to get a taste of it, obviously you can go to our YouTube channel to get a taste of some of the stuff that we're putting out there. But the more serious school content that we have, CNSLearningHub.com, check it out. There's stuff you can do now online and more coming. There's classes. We do a monthly class currently. A lot of stuff coming down the road. So that's really, really exciting. And I know our production team here behind the cameras, they're a part of that, editing, building, recording, and getting more and more stuff up there. But So that's seen as Learning Hub. That's the, you know, sort of client focused side of our training. But we are extremely focused on, again, customer service, customer experience, and we have our CNS experience, sort of our internal program where we want to not only train our employees, but continually improve. Again, the rules change all the time. Regulations change. How we approach customer service and growing that, we are creating a learning platform internally so that we can provide that best service to you. And so CNS experience, that's another thing. Ryan's helping grow this, and it's exciting.
I like to think I'm young yet, but back in my younger days when I was first learning about trucking and I was in the restaurant business and that's from 14, when I was 14, that's where I learned. And I was really taught about customer experience and customer focus. And it's not always about customers always right. It's about providing the best service and sometimes the customer client might be wrong.
Yep.
And you got to give them the why and do it in certain ways. And I've always believed that customers are important.
Yes.
Let's be honest. Customer service in a lot of places sucks. It's terrible. I think after COVID, when COVID happened, I just think customer service has gone down. I think a lot of our competitors' customer service is down. I believe that we're doing the right thing, and I just want to keep getting better. You're going to always hear that. I mean, I know you worked with me long enough, is we can do it better, we can get better. We might, you know, people might say, oh, you're the best at this, but no, we're going to get even better, and we're going to keep looking at our flaws, and customer service is huge. So internally, it's important, and Dr. Ryan Berardi is helping lead this initiative as well to make sure that customers or the customer experience gets trained through the way that we want it to all the employees and the new employees.
Yeah.
And just like you said earlier, is that regulation book is always changing, and we want to make sure our specialists are always on top of that. Yes. So retraining, like we do a lot of that, because there's some items that some people might not work on they might work on once and maybe a year later they're going to have to work on it again. But we want to make sure that it's at their fingertips, that they know exactly, because we are specialists. So we want to give the right information to the clients, and we want to stand behind that right information. So this is very, very important for our company. And as we grow, you know, remember we started as a 4-person operation. Now we're, 80 employees and growing from there. And it's great. It's a great place to work. And I guess I'm biased because as CEO, but our surveys, I should say, come back that it's a great place, and training. Everyone keeps, kept on putting, hey, can we get more training? And we really just revamped this whole internal system to do that.
And that's what's great, working with John too. It's that investment. He's investing in us. He's investing in the company. And we're seeing it everywhere. And look at our Google reviews across all our different companies. Go follow Ryan Berardi on LinkedIn and see what he's posting about, because it gives you more and more vision and insight into what we hope, what we want to grow into, what we are achieving now, but also want to improve at constantly. Yep. It's incredible. And there's a lot of good stuff coming. There's compliance navigation specialists. We are working with bigger and bigger companies, and sometimes there's new services that are involved with that.
Yeah.
New team members that are coming on board to help manage some of these different services. And we don't want just like one person who's hyper-focused on, expert on this licensing thing. We have internal training where we're trying to grow and make sure multiple people are experts at this. So no matter what, there's team members that are available no matter what. And again, that passing that phone on to that right person and so much more. It's just, it's really, really cool to see what's happening. CNS, for compliance navigation specialists, proactive safety management is our bread and butter. Do you want to talk about other things growing there?
Yeah, the growth has been significant in there. And again, we're We're growing at a good pace. It's not like we're overgrowing where we can't keep up with things.
Yes.
And, you know, we make sure that we're when we're bringing on, like, those larger clients that you say, that we have the right staff in place to be able to do that. Because we never want to fail in that area when we bring somebody on.
Yes.
From there. But proactive safety management is huge, and it's huge for companies. And it's not just for long haul, again. It's for those construction companies and warehousing. Those people, maybe they have trucks as part of their business, but that's not their main focus. We help in those areas. And I was actually thinking about it on the way to work today. I passed two nonprofits, and I'm like, oh, yeah, we do a lot with nonprofit organizations and helping them with their trucking, because FMCSA doesn't care if it's for profit or nonprofit. The rules and regulations are there, and they're going to hit you the same way in fines and violations. So, you know, all over the board, and special industries, oil and gas and wind and trash haulers are niches that we're in as well. So just the proactive part about it. And what proactive really means is you're ahead of the safety and compliance. So you shouldn't be getting violations. You shouldn't be worried about audits because you're proactive. Everything is correct. You shouldn't be worrying about a lawsuit because you'll be protected of the safety and standards that you have in place are above what the minimum standards are that the FMCSA have. So a lot of cool things there. We're also getting into the OSHA portion because a lot of our clients do that as well. So, and that goes hand in hand with the occupational medicine. So some OSHA consulting there on safety and regulations, policies, even trainings coming soon on Learning Hub for that. And, you know, it couples right with our insurance. So we can show the stuff to the underwriters and get a better, you know, risk review on that. So
exactly,
it all works hand in hand.
It does. And that's what's so fun. And then I think the last piece we have CNS licensing. So that's our white glove service, whether it's just a personal notary title service to fleet management. And and that's like thinking of fleets, you know, one of our fun quotes we like, if you drive it, we can license it.
Exactly.
And that's a boat, ATV. It could be a snowmobile. It could be anything. And the fleets could be, you could have a sales vehicles, a fleet of sales vehicles. It could be box trucks. It could be, again, semi trucks. It could be so much different items. And, you know, that's one of the things that Adam wants to focus on, is that we are sort of that white glove service for companies.
Yeah, Adam Galante, he's been doing a very good job of building that up. And I mean, that's what we started at. So he had a really good platform to go from there, but really getting into, we're, you know, more focused on the smaller, but now the bigger fleets we've been doing for the last 5 years, and that's just growing. And like you said, it's not just trucks. It could be sales cars. I mean, we have a couple construction companies that it's trucks, they're sales cars, they're trailers, they have boats and ATVs, just like you said, to get into the oil and gas thing.
Yeah.
So they all have to be licensed. So it is funny that we are, you know, part of our CNS Connects portal, we had to kind of go back a little bit to the drawing board in the licensing and say, hey, we forgot about the boats. And we forgot, because when we looked at it, we're like, we have a significant amount of clients that have those in their business that we need to manage as well. So never really thought about that when we were building it, but that's okay. We'll take care of it.
And if we get a company boat down the road, we'll license it.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's exciting. I think we covered all the different things. I know, I guess the last piece, we like to call it CNS Productions, but that's the marketing team. And one of the things that we're constantly doing is trying to get in front of and helping with the equipment we have in other ways. We just helped out with the Pennsylvania Motor Truck Association's truck driving championships. That was in June up in the Poconos, and we live streamed the event, and it was so much fun partnering with them and being able to bring that event to everybody, if they're at home, if it's family members watching, whatever it was. And I know other things that we're trying to do, We have a big compliance event in January that we're hoping to get going this year in 2025.
Get back on, yeah.
We
had it going before COVID, and then COVID happened, and we paused it for a while. But it's been asked about from a lot of our clients, and we're like, okay. There were so many moving parts, as you mentioned. I kind of slipped through the wayside, but we're bringing it back this January. I think it's going to be January 24th. So
it's exciting. Yeah. And again, that's one of the things. We'll have the production there. We'll be able to potentially live stream and have all these available to you at quality, production. And again, it's going to be talking about the regulation changes. It's going to be talking about everything we talked about here in this podcast. That's a lot of the stuff that we're going to dig into the details on at the event.
Yeah. Now, you guys have done a great job. And that event, though, with PMTA was great. I remember watching it from different places. I was at home. I think I was at the park. It was all over the place. I even think I was at a restaurant. I was like, oh, I'll see what's going on. And watching it, it was great coverage. And, just trying to get out the industry. We are a part of the industries that we're that we service, and we want to give back a little bit as well. And that was part of it with the PMTA.
Yep.
And really pass on the knowledge, the trucking industry and just the industries that we serve in OSHA and everything. They're very complex, a lot of rules and regulations. And it's always, how do we get this information out to not only our clients, but potential clients or just people that are in the industry that need to know about it to keep safe. Again, you don't have to be our client to be watching our YouTube stuff. We put it out there because truly our mission is, to make these workplaces safer and get everyone home at night. So, and making sure that you're not getting fined by the government agencies.
Exactly.
So, definitely the stuff that you guys are putting on YouTube, very happy with it. And that's just growing in itself.
Yep. And so I think with that, I mean, we've touched on everything there. If you want to get involved, learn more about the company, we've got so many different links down in the bio below. Contact us. And of course, like, subscribe, follow us. We're not locking this stuff behind anything. So again, follow this content. If you've got other questions for us, for John, let us know in the comments below. If there's other ideas, guests that you want down the road, people that... topics that you want us to cover, we will cover it. We'll take your advice and look into it and do more research if we need to do research. And whatever it is, we want to, of course, make it the best experience for you, no matter where you're at, from wanting to get into the industry all the way to a fleet managing their company. So that's what we want to do. And that's the exciting news here at CNS.
Yeah, a lot.
It's a lot. But again, thank you so much. And as always, stay safe out there.